American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
That would be fantastic for us.
That's Michael Kelsey, a cattleman and the executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, based in Oklahoma City, speaking about the possible demise of the legacy tax.
We're actively involved in both our state legislature, which our legislative session just ended, and then, of course, on the federal level as well, very active. There's been some very positive things we've heard here recently, such as, you mentioned, the proposal to eliminate the estate tax. That would be fantastic for us because as cattle producers, we're very asset rich and cash poor. All our assets are tied up in our cattle and our land. And so that estate tax just comes along and we view it as double taxation. So the idea of repealing that fully is something that's very, very appealing to us.
Kelsey said they're really excited on the environmental front, where they're finally seeing some common sense coming into some environmental policy.
Of course, we're very proud that Scott Pruitt, our old attorney general, if you will, is now the EPA administrator.
Where we just may see some big changes on some of those onerous regulations.
In terms of EPA and Waters of the United States, WOTUS, that old WOTUS rule is going to go away, which is fantastic for us. So from a federal standpoint, we've seen some things that are very positive. Now, we've also seen some things that are a bit concerning to us, especially regarding trade policy. NAFTA has been very, very good for the beef industry. Canada and Mexico are two of our four largest trading partners. So we certainly want to continue that very positive trade policy. And if it's decided that to renegotiate NAFTA, that's fine as long as we continue that commitment to the beef industry and then have an opportunity to expand. We've seen some great news in terms of China opening up to U.S. beef. And so lots of good things coming, and we anticipate and will continue to work for more positive news for our industry as we move through the years.
That's Michael Kelsey, a cattleman and the executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. In more news, the NCBA Young Cattlemen were on Capitol Hill last week to visit their elected officials and do some lobbying work for their industry. And by the way, when they went out to breakfast in D.C., they ran into former Speaker of the House John Boehner. They want to thank John Deere, Elanco, Farm Credit, and Tyson Foods for their sponsorship. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.